Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenech.
Let's jump straight in.
Tech Guide.
This was a real effort to push into that growing consumer space, very competitive space in Australia.
Tech Guide.
It does give the user plenty of options, whether you're working or viewing content on the device.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is the Tech Guide Podcast.
Knowing Apple, you just don't know what to expect.
Tech Guide.
They've gone from taking an excellent device and they've made it even better. It's had a redesign inside and out.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenech.
Hello and welcome to Tech Guide, episode 140, the podcast that keeps you updated and educated about the latest consumer technology. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading. And if you're a first-time listener, hello and welcome to the show. I'm Stephen Fenech and I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, Netflix has finally launched in Australia, but not before its pricing and content was leaked online. Foxtel has released the new iQ3 set-top box with a host of new features, and we take a look at the first Call of Duty multiplayer map that's set in Australia. In the Tech Guide reviews, we check out the HTC One M9 smartphone, the Philips Fidelio noise-canceling headphones, and the D-Link TV receiver for your smartphone. And we'll wrap things up with the Tech Guide Help Desk. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. Lots to get through, so let's get cracking. Well, the biggest story of the week by far is the fact that Netflix has finally launched in Australia. We've been waiting a long time for the service to be available here. So many Australians have even gone to the trouble of creating virtual private networks, VPNs, to access the service from here. The Netflix service is usually geo-blocked, so only people in certain regions around the world can view the Netflix service, obviously the regions where the service is legally available. Well, now we don't need to go to that much trouble because the service has launched right here. But it hasn't been without its controversy. Just on the weekend, a couple of days before the official launch, somebody leaked the pricing and even a list of the contents, both TV shows and movies online. There was a posting on the Reddit site which listed the three pricing tiers. And I have to say, they were spot on. They got them right, the three tiers, which we'll talk about in a moment. They also outlined all the content, and we're talking TV shows, movies of all types of genres, TV shows like House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, Marco Polo, a host of recent and older catalog TV shows, as well as recent and catalog movies. Now, in terms of the pricing, the pricing will start at $8.99 per month, and that's for what they call a single stream, which means that's a single screen at a time, and it's only in standard definition. Moving up to the $11.99 plan, that gets you two streams, so two people can be watching at once, and that's in high definition. And then at the top of the tree is the $14.99 plan, and that is for that's what they call the family plan. That's got four streams, so four screens at a time. So one can be watching on a TV, one can be watching on a phone, a tablet, or a secondary TV in the home. And that's in high definition, and also, when available, will include 4K streaming. That's probably be the first time a lot of people have even viewed 4K content. There's a lot of 4K ultra-high definition TVs in the market. So that will give us an opportunity to stream that content. And hopefully, only though, if our broadband connection is fast enough and can handle that type of load. So they're offering 30-day free trial for the service for anyone who wants to sign up, and then you'll be billed monthly from there on. Now, viewing Netflix, and I'm going to talk more about this in the help desk, along with some Foxtel information as well. Viewing is through an app that can be either downloaded to your smartphone, to your tablet, to your on your smart TV may have a Netflix app as well. Some selected Blu-ray players will have a Netflix app as well. as will the PS4, the PS3, Xbox 360, the Xbox One, the Nintendo Wii U. The second generation Fetch TV set-top boxes will also have the Netflix app, and certain ISPs, that's internet service providers, will allow an unmetered service. So you have to remember there's data involved here. So I'm going to explain more about that, though, in the Tech Guide Help Desk. So hold on for that. The broadcast, the high definition broadcast, will be not only HD but also with 5.1 Dolby Digital Plus surround sound. So good news for those of us who've gone to the trouble of setting up a system, surround sound speaker system. The service is accessible, as I said, through the smartphones, mobile, so you'll be able to stream that to your television using Apple TV and Chromecast. But again, tune into the Tech Guide Help Desk a bit later, and I'm going to go into a little bit more detail there. Now, what does this mean, though? Netflix, a lot of people are really interested and curious about this service. They've obviously heard about it from the US, and a lot of people are asking, what does this mean? Do I need Foxtel? Or how does it compare to Stan and Presto, the other subscription video on demand service as well? It's not really like Fox. Comparing Foxtel to Netflix is not really a like for like comparison here. Sure, there is content available, movies and TV shows. But Foxtel, I think, is an entirely different proposition, namely because Foxtel offers multiple packages, offers a lot of live programming, both news, live news programs, and also live sport, which is a staple of Foxtel. It's one of the reasons why people take up Foxtel in the first place, is to watch live sport like the league or rugby and all these other sports, soccer, Premier League, all these sports that can be viewed live on Foxtel. So don't think that Netflix is going to be sound the death knell for Foxtel. Absolutely not. Foxtel will still have a place, as will free-to-air for that matter. Free-to-air TV is still going to chug along with excellent programming, with good news programming, again, live sport, reality program, locally produced content. So the real challenge here now is for those free-to-air stations to offer value to not only the viewers but also their advertisers. They do want eyeballs on their content. So what's it going to do? It's going to force up the quality of the content that were served up, because the free-to-air channels know now that there's a subscription video on-demand service that's just around the corner that could steal the eyeballs from their free-to-air airwaves. So it is an interesting time to be a consumer, a viewer in Australia at the moment. Of course, don't forget Stan and Presto. They've been around for a few months as well, and they've built up quite a base of customers. But I think there's going to be many customers who a lot of people are tossing up. Do I buy, get Netflix? Do I get Stan? Do I get Presto? A lot of them are torn between the choice. A lot of them think that they can only make one choice. I think people should remember that the Netflix starts as low as $8.99, Stan's $10 a month, Presto's up to $15 a month. So it is quite possible, I think this will happen, where a lot of viewers will take up more than one service. Some may even take up all three services, because it's only about less than $40 a month to get all three. So some people may take two, others will stick to one. I think there's going to be a lot of people who will go the multiple subscriptions there across both Netflix and Stan and Presto and all the other combinations you can think of there. So streaming video on demand service has arrived here in Australia. I'm going to talk a little bit more in the help desk about some technical things and some instructions on how to stream your service, and also the data considerations as well. That if you want to read more about Netflix as well as the leak that occurred a couple of days before, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide,
keeping you updated and educated.
Well, we did mention Foxtel earlier in this segment about Netflix. Well, it's isn't it a coincidence that Foxtel decided to time the launch of their brand new IQ3 set-top box for the day before Netflix is officially launched. I think that's very clever on Foxtel's part. And you got to remember, Foxtel has some skin in the game when it comes to the streaming video, the subscription video on demand services. Presto is part Foxtel, part Channel 7 joint venture there. So they do have a competitor in that space. But Foxtel has released its new IQ3 set-top box. And not only is there new hardware, there's all new interface, there's new features, new capabilities. And it is a real step forward. It's a huge jump from the IQ HD, which has been around for a few years now. Now, let's get pricing out of the way. The IQ3 is going to cost an additional $125 up front, plus an additional $25 for either a self-installation kit or $75 for an installation by a Foxtel technician. So they're the minimum. That's based on a minimum plan of about $500 or $450 to $500 a year. I think their lowest price package is $25. So, and then, of course, you can build on to that. I think that gets you the entertainment pack, but you can add movies and sport and all these other packages on top of it. So you're allowed to build on that plan and, of course, include the brand new IQ3 set-top box. Now, let's talk about the box itself. It's got Wi-Fi capability, 802.11ac on board, which is not just faster for downloading stuff, it's also faster for pushing video around on your home network. So great to see that it has this capability to push around that content in your own network. So no wait looking at hourglasses waiting for things to load. This is pretty quick. Now, they did say this was a device built for the future, so that it was future-proofed in certain aspects. So it's a platform that they can build on, in other words. And one of those capabilities, I asked the question at a briefing last week, one of those capabilities could quite possibly be 4K streaming, Ultra HD streaming, as Netflix has indicated will be part of their service. The IQ3, it's slightly smaller than the IQ, the previous IQ HD. The remote control's even been a bit more streamlined. The remote control, speaking of the remote control, is actually connected via Bluetooth. So it does give you about 10 to 15 meters range. And the beauty of having a Bluetooth connection is you don't have to point the remote at the box. So you could use the remote from another room if you have to. I kept falling into the habit of actually, whenever I tried to press a button, I'd aim it at the Foxtel box. You know, old habits die hard there. But you don't have to do that. You can be pointing that thing in any direction and it'll still work thanks to the Bluetooth. On board are a number of tuners, 10 to be exact. There are 8 satellite tuners and 2 free-to-air tuners. So what's going to happen is whether you get your signal, your Foxtel signal, either through satellite or cable, now with the built-in free-to-air tuners, it will put all the free-to-air channels that are brought in from those particular tuners right beside all the channels that are brought in through the cable or satellite connection. So you get all the free-to-air channels now. You'll have your HD and SD free-to-air channels, which is pretty exciting. So now you've got everything in one place. Now, a big part of the IQ3 is not only viewing your content, but also discovering your content. So there are several features that can help enhance this capability. Now, in terms of viewing your content, now, there are a couple of new features for those of us who sometimes miss the start of a program. How many times have you arrived and you think, oh, I've missed the first 10 minutes and you wish you could start over? Well, that's exactly what the new feature's called, Start Over. So what you can do is press that button and you'll be taken right to the back of the program and you'll start watching it from the beginning. So it will stream right from the start, and then you can continue to watch it. It'll stream to allow you, it'll buffer just enough for you to start viewing, and then we'll continue to stream in the background till you've watched the entire program. Now, what about for those times where you've forgotten to set the recorder, the Foxtel recorder, and you may have come home a couple of hours after the footy or some TV show you wanted to record? There's another feature called Look Back, which allows you to go back 24 hours in the TV guide and choose a show that you wanted to watch that you missed. And what it will do, it will download that to the IQ3's hard drive. Speaking of the hard drive, it's 1 terabyte. So that's plenty of room for you to download loads of movies, TV shows, entire series, the whole bit. Now, viewing content too, I'm a huge channel surfer. I like to scroll through the channels pretty quickly, and what you have to do in the current situation is actually change the channel to see what's on other channels. Now there is a new feature where you can actually look through what is happening or the programs that are on the other channels without leaving the channel that you're on. That's a really handy feature as well. Search is really easy too. So say you want to see any movies, say starring Tom Cruise, you just type in Tom and Cruise and the real-time search field will come up and it will allow you to see what content can be either downloaded, streamed, or you may have had something on that you've recorded in your planner that you might be able to watch straight away. So discovery as well. So discovering new programs, there's a trending section. So you'll see the most popular programs that happen to be viewed at that point. So there's a home page where you'll see not only what you've recorded, but also what's on right now. So it really helps you try to make your mind up at what you want to see. There's also a recommended section, so you can see there are select suggestions based on the shows you've watched and the shows you've recorded. So it kind of gets to know your viewing habits and what you like to watch. So that can make some suggestions too for those times where you're just wondering what you'd like to see, and it's great that those recommendations based on what you're viewing can more often than not present you with a program that you'll enjoy. The Foxtel IQ3 also has the planner too. This is and when you go to the guide at the moment, it's a bit of a mosaic of all these different tiles, and there's a show on at the moment. There's all these things spreading out in all directions. It's very hard to see what's on now and what's coming up. Well, now when you go to the guide, it will just tell you what's on right now and what's on next. And then you can choose to go either further into what's coming up later on, or let you go back to see what was on earlier. So really handy features of the new IQ3 set-top box. If you want to see a bit more detail, read my hands-on review. You know where to find it, techguide.com.au. Now, here's a cool little story for all you Call of Duty fans, of which I am one. I'm a huge Call of Duty fan. I play most nights. I'm on the PS4. If anyone wants to suss me out, my PS4, my PSN PlayStation Network handle, my name, is Sharky68. Sharky, the number 6, and the word 8. So do your best. Come on. Bring it on. If you want to play with me or against me on Call of Duty, that's where you'll find me. But big news in the Call of Duty world was the first multiplayer map, and those Call of Duty fans know what I'm talking about. Multiplayer is the online maps that you play against other people online, and from time to time they have new maps that you can download and play in the multiplayer version, the multiplayer mode of Call of Duty. Well, the latest pack, the downloadable content pack, that pack is called Ascendance. It features 4 new maps, one of which is called Perplex. It is set in Australia, and to be more precise, right here in Sydney. The winner is Sydney. I did sound like Juan Antonio Samaranch just then, didn't I? But yes, Sydney is featured in this Perplex map. And the reason it is because last year, and we interviewed him on the Tech Guide podcast, Michael Condry, who's the studio head over at Sledgehammer Games, who's responsible for Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, he visited Australia last year. On that visit that I interviewed him late last year, I think it was September last year, he fell in love with Sydney and thought, we need to make a map. Produce a map that's set in Sydney, and that result is Perplex, set in a 5-story apartment on the shores of Sydney Harbour. You can see Sydney Harbour Bridge. In the shot on Tech Guide, if you look very carefully, you can see the top of the arch of the bridge, just a small part of it, but that is truly a great, great little coup there for Australian Call of Duty fans to see good old Sydney in a map. There are 3 other maps. There's Site 244, another map called Climate, and another map called Chop Shop, all set in very interesting locations and in interesting scenarios. And you want to read more about those maps, you can find them at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finnick.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly sponsored by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. Well, Arlo is the only 100% wire-free HD smart home security camera from Netgear. There's no need for a power outlet near the camera, which means there are no ugly cords, and you have the freedom to place your cameras wherever you like. No power points. They're run by batteries. The Arlo security cameras have built-in night vision as well, so you can see what's happening at any time of the day or night. And they can be placed inside or out because the Arlo cameras are also weatherproof. Users can enjoy amazingly sharp 720p live video or receive a notification if anything moves thanks to motion detection alerts. So whether you want to check in to make sure the kids are home safe, that the baby's still sleeping, the courier's dropped off that package, or if your holiday home or small business is safe and secure, Arlo can give you peace of mind and all from the palm of your hand with the free Arlo app. A click or two is all you need to check in. Check out the new 100% wire-free smart home cameras from Netgear at arlo.com/AU.
Tech Guide.
Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fennett. Tech Guide.
All right, kicking off the Tech Guide reviews this week. Well, it's my full review of this device will be next week, but I just wanted to talk about the HTC One M9. It has gone on sale today in Australia. The HTC One M9 is their latest smartphone from the company, and it is a premium device that hasn't had much of a redesign on the outside. It has had some refinement, let's just call it, but it also includes a lot of new features as well. Now, the refinement I speak of is the new unibody brushed metal construction. It's two-tone, actually. So one piece of metal that can be two-tone. They've got gold and silver. I think they've also got grey and black. But the HTC One M9 really does exude quality. That metal finish, the sort of jewellery-grade finish of the product is really something to keep an eye out for. But other things to look out for, there have been some improvements under the hood as well. And it's got that full HD 5-inch screen. It's also got a 20-megapixel camera. So you can not only take excellent images, you can also shoot 4K video. Now, one of my favorite features of any HTC One phone, including last year's M8 and this current M9, are the front-facing boom speakers. Now, this year, the speakers have been enhanced with Dolby Digital technology, so you can actually hear a surround sound type soundtrack when you're watching a movie, listening to music. You're going to be hearing sounds coming from all directions, including behind you. So it's pretty impressive technology that's been included on the One M9. The device itself has got an octa-core processor, has 32 gig of storage built in, and also comes with a micro SD card slot. So that's really important because the major competitor of this device, which will be released in a few weeks, that's the Galaxy S6, has actually removed the micro SD card slot. Android users love their micro SD card slots. The HTC One M9 has delivered that, but Samsung has decided to go down the Apple path and creating even different capacity phones with no micro SD card and a sealed construction so you can't get into the battery either. So that's really interesting. This battle is going to be a good one. The HTC One M9, available now from all the telcos, Telstra, Optus, Vodafone and Virgin. And we've outlined all the plans that are available. So it's around about $80 a month. You'll get a couple of gig of data. You pay a little handset fee, which is included in that $80. I've outlined them all at Tech Guide, so check them out. There's going to be a lot of fans for this device. And in next week's Tech Guide podcast, we'll have our absolute full, complete, and comprehensive review. But in the meantime, if you want to check out those plan details, you can find them at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fennett.
Tech Guide.
Now, I love a good pair of headphones, especially noise-canceling headphones, and I was really pleasantly surprised by our next product that we're reviewing, the Philips Fidelio NC1 headphones. And NC is short for noise cancelling. Now, Philips, you may recall back in the day they used to sell TVs here in Australia. Now they just sell mainly audio products, lighting products and things like that. But their audio products have been around for quite a while. They've got quite a heritage in that area. Their audio products have always been very impressive. And the Philips Fidelio NC1 fits that bill as well. So they're really nicely designed. They've got high quality materials, including really soft feel leather. So the ear cups, they rest on your ear gently with the soft feel leather. There's also the headband has some leather padding as well. So you can sit, you can be listening to these headphones for hours at a time, a whole flight, international flight, you can handle wearing the Fidelio for the whole trip. Now, in terms of audio quality, I think Philips have nailed it. The audio quality is very impressive at the high and mid levels. The bass isn't too over the top as you find with other headphones. Some of the other headphones, like the Beats and some other of these headphones, they really ratchet up the bass sort of to give it a bit more street cred. But the Fidelio finds a really nice balance. There's 40mm neodymium drivers inside each of those ear cups, inside each of those earpieces, and they really deliver a nice, crisp, wide dynamic range. The noise cancellation was impressive. We've heard better noise cancellation, but that's definitely still cancels out all that ambient noise. So if you're traveling on a plane or on any public transport, you're not going to hear the outside world much at all. One of our only criticisms was slight sound leakage. You know that when you're sitting next to someone, you can hear exactly what they're listening to. This does, even though they've got it enclosed back, there is a little bit of sound leaking out. Again, nothing to break that deal. It's still a very impressive pair of headphones. What I also like about them is they fold down into quite a small size, so you can tilt those ear cups in and fold the arms down again and pack them away in a really small carry case that comes with it as well. The Philips Fidelio NC1 headphones are also decent value too. They're only priced at $349. They're available now from Dick Smith, JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman, and JR Duty Free. And if you want to read my entire review, you'll find it at techguide.com.au. Our next review is from a company called D-Link. Now, D-Link, as you probably may know, is a company that produces routers and products like that, wireless security cameras, a lot of networking products. But they've come up with a new digital TV receiver, the DSM-T100. Now, this is a portable digital TV receiver that is barely bigger than a 5-cent piece. It's got a micro USB connection on one side, and it is a mini set-top box for your Android smartphone. It comes with a little loop antenna. So when you're outside in decent reception areas, you'll be able to watch free-to-air TV, digital TV nonetheless. Now, the beauty of this system is that because it's got a digital video, digital TV tuner, and you're getting a signal from outside, from as a normal free-to-air TV would, you're not using any data. So there are some services where you can watch TV, but it's down the pipe, down the network pipe, and you're using data to consume it, to actually view it on your screen. Well, with the D-Link, that's not the case because you're simply receiving a signal, a free signal at that. It's not going to cost you any money. It's not going to cost you any data. So that's a really cool feature of this product. When you're in a good reception area, the picture quality is excellent. And let's face it, if you're inside, it's not going to work. It's going to hardly work because it's meant for on-the-go use and outdoor use. If you're inside, watch your TV that's in your house, or you can connect an antenna, a cable in from the D-Link receiver into your wall plug for your antenna and view it that way as well. So I think being realistic, you need to be outside and on the move to really take advantage of this of the TV reception on the go. You can even record programs, would you believe? There's an EPG, electronic program guide on board. You can record shows to your device's memory or maybe to the SD card slot. micro SD card. So you'll never miss a show again. Now, it's only priced at $49.95, so now there's no excuses for missing out on your favourite shows. The D-Link DSM T100 Portable DVD Digital TV Receiver. Check it out. It's tiny. There's pictures of it next to a 5-cent piece. There's pictures of it in my hand. That is my hand. I'm a hand model once again. This thing is tiny, but it can give you TV on the go, so you'll never miss your favourite show ever again.
Tech Guide. Now. Answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Now, I just want to cover off on a couple of things to do with Netflix and also with Foxtel. I've had a few questions through email and on Twitter. If you want to email me on Twitter, I'm at Stephen Fennec, and that's Stephen spelt with a PH on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to get in touch. Follow me. I'll follow you back. And love to have a chat to you there. But one of the questions I was asked was about Netflix and people thinking, oh, okay, yeah, I can afford $8.99 or $11.99 or whatever it happens to be, the plan. But people don't realize that the other cost for this plan is the data you use. So if you're on a small data allowance, say you've got 5 gigabytes a month, for example, in your home, on your home connection, you will probably run out of data pretty quickly if you watch just a couple of movies. That's going to wipe you out. So you really need to take note that you do need a solid data allowance unless you're with an internet service provider who is providing you with unmetered data usage of the Netflix account. That is, I think iiNet is one. There are some others who have got a Fetch TV box. So if you watch it through the Fetch TV box, it'll go unmetered through the ISP who supplied that TV box, the Fetch TV box, namely iiNet. I think Optus got one as well. So check with your ISP. If you've got unmetered data, happy days. You can watch Netflix as much as you want. But that is the hidden cost of Netflix is the amount of data you'll be using, and you'll be using a lot, especially if you're watching in high definition, watching movies, TV shows, something to keep in mind. Now, viewing Netflix, it can be viewed on smartphones, tablets, on smart TVs, on the PS3 consoles, PS4, Xbox consoles. Now, if you've got it on your tablet, you can use AirPlay. So if you've got an Apple TV on your TV, say your smart TV doesn't have the Netflix app, you can stream it from your tablet using AirPlay or Google Chromecast. Same deal with your smartphone as well. So take advantage of that. Now, moving on, I did have some other questions too about Foxtel and the new iQ3. The iQ3 is the brand new set-top box which we spoke about earlier. One of the most common questions I've had all day is, if I get the new box, can I transfer my recordings from the old one? The answer, unfortunately, is no, you cannot. So you'll either have to download them again when you get the new box or stream them. Somehow you need to get hold of that content once again. But you cannot move content off a box, even if it's to a new Foxtel box. You can't do it. There's licensing and copyright issues here. I think that's going to be one of the most often asked questions to Foxtel, their helplines and their customer service lines. But I'm telling you right now, you won't be able to do it. You'll hopefully, that saved content, you'll be able to download it from somewhere and store it on your new Foxtel box anyway. So something to keep in mind if you're considering the Foxtel iQ3 and you want to read about Netflix and the Foxtel iQ3, you can check it out at techguide.com.au. And that's the end of our show for this week. You can read everything we've talked about. That you can read that at techguide.com.au. If you want to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. info@techguide.com.au is the email. You can tweet me at Stephen Fennec. That's Stephen spelt with a PH. Or you can click on the icon on the Tech Guide desk, the Tech Guide homepage, to email me directly as well. We also would love to play your audio questions through our VoiceBite app. So download VoiceBite, both for Android and for iOS. You can record a question in 15 seconds, and I'll play it right here on the Tech Guide podcast. You'll be able to hear your own voice or your question, and I'll answer it in the next Tech Guide Help Desk. Special thanks too to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. If you want to stay connected, the answer is Netgear. Thanks for listening. It's been great having you with us once again, and we look forward to you joining us again next week. So until then, stay safe and stay connected.